Why, hello there, and welcome.
You're listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. It's quick, simple, and Australian. Now, if you want to follow along on the socials, you can get the show on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Discord, all at one word at the Creepy Crap Podcast. Or we could share film histories on Letterboxd at the Creepy Crap Pod. And if you enjoy the podcast today, why not show some love with a 5-star review on whatever app you listen to this with? Alright, now let's start one of Australia's favourite horror podcasts, the Creepy Crap Podcast. And be warned that this episode will most likely contain swearing, spoilers, and adult themes. Welcome, Creepy Crapsters, to another mini midweek episode. This is episode 5.5, and I'm doing it on a movie called Project Dorothy. It's a movie that's going to be released in 2024, and I got to watch the screener. Thank you very much to Justin Cook PR. That's Justin Cook PR, or just Justin Cook. He gave it to me. But yeah, if you want to hear all about it, here we go. I'm going to tell you all about it. It's going to be spoiler free, not going to ruin a single thing for you. And then you can hear afterwards where you can find it, check it out, and all that good stuff. So here we go. So the movie was directed by George Henry Horton. It stars Danielle Harris, Tim Dazahn, and Adam Boudrin. I'm possibly saying those last two names wrong, but I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce them. That's my bad there. But anyway, the movie is Project Dorothy. And the movie, basically, without giving too much away, this is only a short mini midweek review. So the movie starts off with James and Blake. They're running away from a crime. It looks like they've done a robbery. James has been shot in the leg. They're getting away from the cops. They're running through cornfields. They keep running away, but the cops are right near them. They're being spotted. And then they come to this big facility. It's a big factory, big white building in the middle of nowhere. It looks abandoned. And they're like, perfect, let's sneak in. The cops show up. They're right there. And then the cops get told over the radio, this is a restricted area. Don't bother. Leave now. Get out of there now, now, now. And they're like, all right, sweet. So James is kind of like, wow, that was amazing. That's very lucky. Is it lucky though? Why do they run away? And maybe there's something here. Why is it restricted? They don't question it at first. They're just happy that the cops are off their tail and they've got a nice safe place to hide away in. They're like, yes, this is perfect. This is amazing. And while they were looking around, it looks like kind of very old. Like the office looks like it's from the 80s or 90s. And they're looking around, they're looking at all the machinery. And I think they're just like sizing it up and cashing stuff in their head. They're like, I could sell this. I could sell this. They'll be worth this. They'll be worth this. This is amazing. So good. We could stay here even. But this new safe house that looks like it's a perfect jackpot for them. They're safe there. They can make a lot of money out of it, I think. I think that's what they do. I don't think they noticeably mention out loud, but you can tell they're looking at stuff like, okay, wow, this is going to be good. But there's definitely a catch. Why did no one chase them? Why is the area restricted? This is what we see while they're trying to power up stuff. And they inadvertently wake up something. We don't realize what it is at first, but something is watching them. There's cameras. They're getting sized up. It's like, okay, we've got a 30-year-old and a 65-year-old. We're not sure what they're. There's concealed something in there. One's got a weapon. And it's like something is watching them everywhere they go. And then some of the machines are starting to wake up. Like there's forklifts that are turning on. And you're like, what is going on here? And Blake's kind of noticing that certain things aren't exactly the same when they walk around. They're like, wasn't that here last time? And James is getting really suspicious at this point because he's like, something is up here. And this is when Dorothy starts to awaken and she talks. And they're like, oh my God, what is going on? And Dorothy, it seems simplistic at this point because she just wants something very simple. These two have a Wi-Fi dongle for some reason, and she's like, wait, I've been here since the 80s. I've been dormant for 30 years. If you connect me to the internet, I can get access to the world. And only got the Ethernet or whatever it is. I don't know exactly. Whatever before the internet is all she has access to. So she only has what's been programmed into the computer. She's very smart. She's alert, she can have conversations, but yeah, there's something up with this. And they're like, what is going on? Why does she want this so much? And it's kind of strange because they do see some videos which are like, Project Dorothy, it's going better than we ever expected. She's interacting with people. It's great. She can talk to humans. And then the second video is like, no, this is getting out of control. This is getting wild. We can't control her anymore. We need to abort this. And then there's another one and it's like, we need to destroy everything, burn everything down. We got to do it. No, she's coming. No, no. End of transmission. And then we realize pretty quickly that Dorothy is not a good thing and she wants the internet. And then the two of them realize if she gets the internet, she's going to spread herself throughout the universe and it's going to be horrible for humanity. And it's quite strange because these two don't seem to have much of a moral compass first. They're both criminals, but they've got a heart of gold, I guess, because you kind of think like, Just give it up. Like, imagine all the benefits they could do if they gave her the internet. They're like, okay, we gave you this. Please don't kill us. But she could wire $1 billion to their accounts, give them fake identities. They could never get caught again. They could live the life if they just give her this simple thing. But it's not a simple thing because with knowledge comes power. And that's what she says. She's basically like, I need it. I want it. I'll kill you. I'll kill you. I won't kill you. I will kill you. I won't kill you. And it's kind of like, well, what are you going to do? You're like, you're threatening us. We're not going to give it to you now. You've proved you're evil. The videos confirm that. We're very worried. And then she's like, okay, well, I'm going to get my robots on you now. She's got forklifts. That's kind of her army. They chase them around, but like they're pretty much their main weakness is stairs or a fence or anything. So they are trying to get the upper hand on Dorothy, but they have to hold off giving her the internet because you think it's such a simple thing. Like two criminals, like hell have it. I don't care. What are we going to use the internet anyway? I'm on the run. Yeah, they could get so much benefit from giving it to her, but then I feel like she's just going to kill them anyway. But I don't think they factor that in straight away, or they even think about all the benefits. They're just like, instantly, they're like, no, we're not giving it to you. And it's like, I guess you don't want to give it to a voice, but you kind of feel like, we're going to die here. Like, she's locked every door. They can't escape or do anything else. And you kind of like, this is where the movie's like, what's going to happen now? I don't want to ruin anything else. But yeah, they're basically locked in this facility. They thought it was a safe place. They realized pretty quickly it's not. And Dorothy controls everything within this building. They are at her mercy, or are they? Will they give the internet over to her? Will she get the best of them? Will they strike a partnership? Or will it end horribly? That is what Project Dorothy is all about. I don't want to ruin anything more for you. That's why you've got to go out and check it out. So if you want to know how and where to get it, it was brought to you by Gravitas Ventures. They're from Los Angeles, California. It is available on cable, video on demand, and digital HD across the US and Canada. And you can get it on Prime Video, Vudu, Vibiquity, I think that's how you say that, I'm not sure, Cox, and Comcast. You should check it out. It was directed by George Henry Horton. Like I said, it's got Daniel Harris in it, Tim Dazan, the guy from Cabin in the Woods, Adam Boutron, it's got Emily Rafala, Olivia Scott, and George Henry Horton in it. So there you go, that's a few names. I don't know if I read it right, but that's who's in it. And it's been out since January 16th, so check it out if you live in the States. And just before I end it, another special thank you just to Justin Cook for sending me the screener. It was a great movie, thank you very much. He's given me a movie or two already, and they are great. It's good to check them out. I like doing spoiler-free reviews because they're kind of brand new. That's not really my thing, talking about the newest movies, because I don't go to the theater that much, so I don't really get to see them. So these screeners are a nice way I can watch it. But yeah, it's not even out in Australia yet, so I don't want to ruin too much, obviously. It's like, wait till it's here, then you can check it out. But yeah, if you want to get him on Instagram, that's Justin Cook PR. That's Instagram. And yeah, thank you very much for that. And thank you, Creepy Crapsters, for listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. This was a mini midweek episode, episode 5.5. Hope you checked out the main episode with Alan Shivers. Thanks again for listening to the episode, and I'll catch you next week on the next full episode. Bye!